Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Bird. What's up, man? Rick Camacho, dog. You know how we do it, man. I know you be traveling, doing your thing. Hit me up, dog. I need an intro from you for my show. Stop it, radio.
If you can't take the heat, nah, that's too cliche. My man DJ Slick's always do it his way. From the bay to the valley, he always put it down with the street level thump and the underground sound. Now you can find him on the .com, Soul Kitchen Radio. Take it to your favorites, man, that's the best way to go. From the up and coming to the vet on the grind, he plays the kind of music that'll stimulate your mind.
Is it a sign of the times when the clock strikes 11 and Slick starts to reppin' with Omizi in a session? One time I missed a Monday but didn't really trip. I just subscribed on iTunes and downloaded quick with a click or a tap. He's bound to get you right on your desktop connect with your handheld device. So your cousin and your friend about the hottest show with Slick Rick Camacho on Soul Kitchen Radio. If you haven't heard Soul Kitchen Radio, man, let me tell you, Soul Kitchen Radio, Slick Rick Camacho, Soul Kitchen Radio, Big Homie Z, Soul Kitchen Radio, Crazy Bald Heads Down with Soul Kitchen Radio. Tell your grandmama, Soul Kitchen Radio, you are now tuned to Soul Kitchen Radio, New Music Monday, Soul Kitchen Radio.
Oh, shit, we're back. Soul Kitchen Radio. Hello. My man.
Hello.
Hello, we're back. It's been like 2 weeks since I've talked to you, bro.
Man, at least, bro, on everything.
Yeah, last week I did the show last week and had I brought my girl Diane Blankumsey up here. She was on the show talking about her videos. How she's one of the biggest video promoters in the country. So she was talking about how to get her videos on, or how you get your video promoted through her. So that was a great show. So if you're listening now, go ahead and go back to that show. Listen to that 1 hour show and figure out how to get your videos promoted to big ones, not just to YouTube, not just to World Star Hip Hop, but the big MTV, BETs, and all that stuff. Today we got a great show. We got Ricky Rush. We're going Midwest today. We got Kid Russell, which is somebody I've been trying to get on the show for a long time. I told him he was one of the first artists that actually sent me his music when I started Soul Kitchen Radio sometime last year. And I told him I was going to get him on, and then finally I reached out to him, and I got him, and he's coming on the show today. And also, we got Ricky Rush. So, ladies, get ready, because Ricky Rush is coming on. He's the backup singer of Genuine, but he got his own shit, so we are starting Christmas, because he's got this slamming Steppin' at Christmas song, and I can't wait to share that with the rest of the world today. But, man, we got a great show. And then me and Omizi haven't talked, so we got a lot of shit talking to do to each other, you know.
Yeah,
so it'll be good. It'll be good, man. And then on the phone, we can't forget Kevin Kev to the top, man. Kevin Kev to
Kevin
the top.
Kev. 801 in the building.
801. What's up, Kev?
What's up, Kevin Kev? It's your boy Prada in the dude, man.
Your boy Prada. Okay, here we go. So, Omizi, let's talk about what you've been up to, man. I know you've been traveling. Let's talk about the world ventures of Omizi and the Sick With It crew.
Oh, man, you know, the grit don't quit, man. What's up to everybody? Soul Kitchen, everybody, man. I just been keeping it cracking. Shot a video a couple weeks ago, like I said I was going to do for the song. I made it through. Been out. Me and 40 did the Key Club just recently. Just was out in the 801 with Kevy Kev and the rest of the crew out there in Ogden doing it big. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kevy Kev. Shout out to my boy Cynic. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. Man, just been rocking and rolling, man. Just been keeping it cracking, getting ready for really 2012. That's what it's all about, really, though. You feel me?
Exactly. Isn't that something? When do people start saying that? At what part of the year do people start saying, you know what, we're going to make it big in 2012. We're going to make it big in 2013. Well, because last year, about this time, it was like, oh, starts all over 2011, man. This is the time. We're going to bubble in 2011.
Right. Well, you know, in the music business, you know, we always say fourth quarter, which, you know, everybody said it, but, you know, it means a lot in the fourth quarter because, you know, that's when all the big companies, the big wigs throw their money out there to get the consumers from Halloween on, like basically from now on till 2012 is, you know, till it kick off is you gotta get in where you fit in, because you're gonna be bombarded with so much different stuff. So you really just gotta, if you're in the music business, you don't really always want to come out in the fourth quarter if you want a major, unless you got major marketing dollars, you know what I'm saying, to get that price in position and to get on the shelves. But if you're an indie, you can go ahead and throw it out there, because, you know, people is going to be, you know, they got a little bit of money to spend. So, you know, you want to at least get 5 of it, you know what I'm saying, or 10 of it for whatever you got going. But you got to start thinking right now. You only got a couple months now before 2012. And shit, if it's going to be the end of the world, you want to try to, you know, see how you're going to survive, basically.
The end of the world was supposed to happen on Saturday, I think. I think Saturday was supposed to be the end of the world.
Is that right? Well, I hear that one, because obviously we still hear living and breathing. I mean, it was an earthquake just recently in Turkey. I don't know if that was Saturday, but shit, 272 people died. So it might be the end of the world to them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To some people, it feel like the end of the world. To some people, it don't. I mean, to Gaddafi, it definitely feel like the end of the world, because he's no longer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So some people it's the end of the world, some people it ain't. I mean, you know, I guess.
It is what it is, huh?
Hell yeah.
If you feel like, damn, I just lost hella money on these games because I bet on the Raiders this weekend, it's the end of the world for you.
You was that dude. Let me tell you who you are. You that dude when you ever play crap table at the casino?
Yeah, I'm the one that bets against the players.
Nah, listen. Watch when it's like I see somebody one time he playing the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
He playing the field. He hit probably about 7 times. I'm talking about back to back field bets, right?
Right.
Then dude next to him was like, oh shit, the field hitting. Let me put 100 down. Pow. As soon as he put 100 down, oh shit, 6. You feel me? So you seen all the winning and you got it jubilated and all that. You got it caught up in the rapture. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, shit, let me go ahead and put my woo-wop down. Next thing you know, crap out. So it is what it is. I mean, but that's your team, though. You're supposed to do that. And plus, I mean, you lost your quarterback. I didn't know it was going to be that big of a difference. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. You know, I tell you, I was thinking about this today. This is my world motto. The victory belongs to the person who makes the second to last mistake. Remember that. Victory belongs to the person who makes the second or last mistake. So you know who had a victory yesterday? Kyle Bowler had a victory yesterday because he came out and threw interceptions. They pulled him out, and Palmer went in and threw some more interceptions. So
And you know what's cold is the first damn play he threw, somebody went at his knees and he damaged
it out again.
I'm like, man, how unlucky can you be, bro?
Man, and then today – my man right here, Brian, is on the line. So, Brian, is Miami going to lose their coach today? Have you found out?
I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to go through all my sources. I heard he's going to be fired today, but nobody's haven't got any text messages or emails yet. So, I mean, if the guy's not fired after last night's victory, I mean, come on. I mean, Tim Tebow, he always goes out as a winner. Down 15-0 with 5:47 to go in the game. And he brings it back. Onside kick it. I mean, it's obviously not Toronto's year. He's obviously got to go. And, I mean, if somebody doesn't fire him, a fan's going to fire him. I mean, I heard the guy had to have an escort. Like, he had to have someone drive him home. It was so bad. So
yeah,
Teddy told me.
He did have an escort last night.
Yeah.
So the only thing he had going for him was that West Coast offense. And then once everybody figured that out, it was a wrap.
Yeah, he's just – it's not the quarterback issue. Yesterday, I'll tell you this, Matt Moore played – I think he played a great game. It's the stupid field goals that the guy always tries to do. He's not aggressive. He doesn't go for a 4th-and-1. You got 3rd-and-1 or 3rd-and-3. You got to pass the ball. You know, with 2:47. Your team's 0-5. You're probably going to lose. And the sad part is they probably won't get Andrew Luck. I mean, the Colts are seeming like they're tanking the season. I mean, 62-7. I mean, God, the Saints are that good. I mean, Breeze played great last night for my fantasy. I mean, any Saints player you had, Darren Sproles, you're gonna be dominating. But
seven. Holy shit!
Now talk about coaches that need to be fired, bro. Come on, man. You get beat. They score 60-something points, bro. Come on, man. All teams should at the very least have their team set up like the Ravens. Like, we don't care who the quarterback is, we're gonna just put you on your back, and even if the score is 6-3, we still go, you know, it ain't like we're gonna get blown out. But if you get blown out, that means your defense is shit, and that means your defensive coordinator is shit. And it means you need to figure out something else, and that falls on the coach.
Yeah, it does. The Peyton Manning being out is a big loss for him, but they have fallen really, really, really bad.
I mean, Peyton Manning's out, but what the fuck? Come on, man.
He got given that position, bro. He didn't like work. I mean, he might have worked his way up, but. He was handed a championship team. That don't mean he was a championship coach. You know what I'm saying?
He was now. Caldwell's an all right. I mean, he took the job for Tony Dungy. Caldwell was average at Wake Forest. And, you know, but he, I mean, you got to give it to this. I mean, the guy has no talent around him. I mean, once the Colts have a lot of injuries, the guys are out. Reggie Wayne is just not himself. Dallas Clark's done. And they run around Peyton Manning. If Peyton Manning's not playing, then the team's shit. You know, I mean, that's the quarterback. I don't know if Peyton Manning's going to come back either. So.
Go ahead. Now I'm going to interrupt you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I was just going to say that's because Peyton Manning is a slash. He's a slash coach. He sees the defense, he audibles and he changes the plays. So, obviously, he has more to do with the team than the coach itself.
Did
you see Peyton Manning's face on the sideline, though? That fool was hot.
That forehead.
Oh my God, that was something else. To watch Peyton Manning just suffer through that 62-7 loss. I'm surprised they even got seven.
Painter sucks.
That was out of pity.
Yeah. They didn't even score at the end of the game. It was crazy. New Orleans kept scoring. And they kept scoring.
If Belichick would have did that, they'd be high. If Belichick did that, they'd be like, why are you running up the score?
This just in. New Orleans Saints just scored again. 69-7.
How about my fantasy team? 7-0. Jeez.
Yeah, fuck you.
God, man. I mean, I'm watch it out. Score 200
Chris Brohls, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God. They just went on a tear for you.
Dude, Minnesota looked good, though. Ponder played a great game.
Ponder did great for me. Ponder won me my other league. I played Ponder yesterday. Remember, didn't I tell you guys yesterday, he was my secret weapon for yesterday's game. And I told you he was going to do a good job.
Well, Ponder's the quarterback.
You should have bet on that team. You should have bet on that instead of the Raiders.
Yeah, I didn't bet money, but I know a lot of people bet money. The only winner yesterday was Kyle Bowler, who went out with a laugh. Yes. At least Palmer didn't go out and just win the game while I threw four interceptions.
I'll tell you, the Chiefs are not a bad team. They really are not. They'll destroy my Dolphins, unfortunately. I mean, that might be the only game we win. Now, I don't think we'll win. I mean, Chiefs got good defense. They lost James Charles. I think they'll beat San Diego next week. I don't think San Diego's that good. I mean, that's division.
If you count momentum, if you want to say, oh, they got momentum going into the next game, That's cool, but, you know, Chargers coming off a loss, so they damn near got to win.
But it's Monday night in Kansas City. That's going to be pumped.
Yeah, Monday night in Kansas City, but Antonio Gates is back, and he's in rare form. He did good. You know, he did good yesterday. And shout out to Plaxico for coming through.
Oh,
my God.
Shout out Plaxico, man. That's big.
That was good. I was glad to see him getting them touchdowns. I was mad that it wasn't my guy, Santonio, but it was Plaxico. He deserved those ones. You know, he's been through a lot.
Tim Hightower out for the season. You got him on your team. He's on.
I'm dropping.
You're in the ESPN league. You got to get your shit together.
My shit sucks. That's the most expensive league I'm in, and I'm sucking the worst.
Hey, you know who a sucker is as far as a coach, man? The Redskins coach. He's a sucker.
Oh,
and I'm glad they lost, because he sat Rex Grossman down. Rex Grossman put up three, four wins for him, and then he's going to bench him. He's a sucker. That's why he lost.
Oh, no. Grossman's not a starting quarterback, man. He's a sucker. Grossman's a cokehead.
I understand that, but I'm just saying if you're going to sit down your quarterback, at least have a better plan. Than, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he threw four.
I'm back.
He threw three, four interceptions, so did a couple other quarterbacks, but that don't mean you just got to replace him. I mean, and this is after the one game.
I mean, he's been rotating all his damn running backs too all season. You know, he don't know who he wants to start. Does he want to start Roy Helu?
So how you gonna put Rex Grossman back in? Because you're gonna have to put Rex Grossman back in. You can't just give a dude another try.
Yeah, that dude's terrible.
Beck sucks.
Beck
oh, that
terrible.
Guy sucks.
So what does that? So what does that do for your motivation being Rex Grossman? Oh, I'll be like, fuck y'all. I'm cool.
Rex Grossman's gonna do more coke, but. He's a 30-year-old rookie. He's talked to the Dolphins, and he's not any good in general. But, beat a Dolphins fan. Just seeing Tim Tebow come back. Wouldn't you like to see Tim Tebow on the Raiders? God. He wins games.
Tim Tebow is
back.
I've been watching ESPN, and everybody is on Tebow's line saying that he can't throw – the deep ball, and saying his mechanics is all out of whack, and the whole get down.
He's gonna win a Super Bowl for Tony Sperano.
Oh, well.
Tony Sperano got the thin one. He's gonna be a defensive coordinator somewhere or offensive coordinator somewhere. He's not.
I don't even think he's gonna even get a job anymore. I think the guy, if he's lucky, even with. Did you see Stephen Ross like talking to Urban Meyer yesterday? But I think Tebow's the real deal. I mean, I think Tebow will get a shot in Denver, and I think Denver might even win the division.
Hold on.
I don't think the Raiders.
510, what's happening? Soul Kitchen Radio.
What's happening, man? It's Sean Kennedy in here again, man.
Sean
what's going
Kennedy.
Down?
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Is Oakland Sean Kennedy?
Yes.
Yeah,
right, baby.
What it do?
It's only one Sean Kennedy.
Oh,
well, you thought it was from Miami, Sean Kennedy? Well, I'm from Miami, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's
New York, Sean
Atlanta.
Kennedy, too. Atlanta, Sean Kennedy in the house, too. I know a Deshaun Kennedy in Atlanta, but he's my protege.
Sean Kennedy got his Twitter picture is that airplane, so you know he's all over the nation.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, what's up, Sean?
Man, tuning in. What y'all talking about today, man? Y'all talking about some sports. Hey. What's going on Ball Talk?
Hey, we talking about everything. We got sports right now. I'm about to call up this guy, Kid Russell, in Chicago. And then we got Ricky Rush, Genuine's backup singer. He's coming on in a little while. I'm going to call this dude up, Kid Russell. We're going to go to the flashback of the week, the hip-hop classic. And then we'll have Kid Russell on the line. So everybody hold on right there. It's Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to be back. Brian, you going to hang in?
Yeah, I got to make a call, but I'll be right back. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we'll be back. This is a hip-hop classic. Check it out.
Here's another hip-hop classic taking you back to the old school on Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen Radio. On Soul Kitchen.
What's up with it, man? It's Mac Mar, and I'm chilling on Soul Kitchen Radio. Y'all that I mean, T's to the top.
Turn up the beat and let me come with some gang, man. Talking about these hoes who be trying to claim the fame, man. But it's a waste of time, because Mac Mole ain't no celebrity. I'm just a player with some G-A-M-E, but that ain't it, because I'm serving the dick. To the hoes who got the type of straight loving the shit. That pimp shit to slam, niggas running scams. And how to make a faithful bitch cheat on their man. Plus that danger drink and the candy paint. And the way too vital being dated, I drink. And when I'm on that shit, you can't let level with me. I'm having church though, think I got the devil in me. It ain't over, fool. It gets tougher when I'm freaking yo ho up on the supper. Legs all open like a CV antenna. Cause a nigga get wild when I'm going up in the. What's really going on when you leave home? My late night seller hype every time you gum. You better lock your bitch up and go to sleep with your gay. Cause if she pays me, then man, I'm at that. And all I need is just one beat. And I'ma pick your bitch up when you sleep. Cause I'm sick with this. Sick with this. Sick with this. You know that girl fucking next nigga, huh? It's all good, dog. Yeah. I see you grinding motherfuckers letting they hoes with a drug and shit. Punk ass niggas trying to hog a bitch. The fools all around taking they hoes on deck. Suckers like that love to play a hat. When I see they hoes say, what's up? Spit a little game and now I'm wrecking the guts. I got the bitch at the telly and she got way wild. Had the trickle air from Jack and she got way fast. Started talking that BMI. Shit. Saying we can hook up on a relationship. I said relationship, not him, it's way too expensive though. Fuck being strong, I just wanna break your hoe. You bounced out and you damn near shit. Can't believe your main bitch did. But you should know that that's the wrong hoe. For you to act, tell a funny man and fall fuck. And when she hear this tape, she gon' hate this. Probably even wish I never made this. But the shit I spit is real, so I had to. I'm tired of seeing weak niggas and talk bad to. Bob Peter having sex, pussy, yeast infection, no money, trap bitch. Always wanna know where I'm at, bitch. And what I'm saying, you should stop being like a sucker and leave it stranded at the telly and say fuck. And then bump you the next bitch. You should be about your money, partner, and be sick with this. You know what I'm saying? So these niggas is tripping, man. Player hangs himself with one bitch. A bitch ain't shit. You need to get some money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fuck that bitch, right? She just a little out of luck. You know what I'm saying? Be real about yours. She's 93. You know what I'm saying? But check this shit out for these niggas. Sick with this. That's how these fools be trying to be acting. Popping at the mouth. Hate to see me macking. Ain't no tripping in my business. So it's funny how they love to hate the pimping ass shots are coming up in the bag, motherfucker. So back up off the dick of the junkie trying to say I ain't no hit. You can miss me with that shit because I'm known to spit the game. I had these hoes know it. Cause now bitch will pussy still be unemployed. But when we first met, I give you full respect. I be the sweetest motherfucker that you ever met. But don't think I'ma stop doing scandalous shit. I'm taking meal food stamps. Check even with bitch. And on the microphone. Some niggas watch a hoes, cause I'm sick with this. That's right, man, these hoes is hella sick. But now, these motherfuckers, hoes ain't shit, but these niggas decide to trip. You know what I'm saying, taking that shit too far. It's 93, you supposed to break a hoe and bump a hoe. You know what I'm saying, but and about these bitches though, when they get a nigga with paper. But nah, you better get another cape, cause we out here trying to do this shit. The Seth Backus ain't going for that shit. You could be a Seth hoe and get with the crest though. You know what I'm saying, bitch. Sick with this, so sick with this. This young press player is sick with this. Many hoes are sick with this. You wanna get with this young player, cause you sick with this. So sick with this. Sick with this. Sick with this. So sick with this. Low down.
We brought it home for the season.
We brought it home.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. What's happening, everybody? We're back. We got Sean Kennedy. We got Omazy. Man, we got everybody on the line right now. What's up, fellas? Did that take you back or what? That one always brings me back.
Man. Way back, man.
Man, that's how it is. Hey, on the line, I must say we got my man finally. After almost a year since I got his first record, Kid Russell's on the line, everybody. Give it up for him.
What's going on, bro?
Kid Russell, what's happening, man? I've been tweeting out. We got the Midwest in the house. So
man.
That's right. You from Chicago? Or you from Detroit? What part?
I'm from Chicago, bro. We call it it's hoodie season out here right now, man. Just turned to fall, so.
Hoodie season in Chicago, man. You know,
I
say we got Ricky Rush. You know who Ricky Rush is? Genuine's backup singer.
I know Genuine. I've never heard of Ricky, but it's nice to meet him.
Yeah. Well, he's not on the line yet. He'll be on in a little while. But But let me ask you, kid. Do you step? Do white folks step out there in Chicago too?
I got a little step in me. My girl's actually African American, and she takes me out doing her thing a little bit. So
we
definitely know what the stepping is here in Midwest.
Yeah, definitely, man. And shout out to Chicago, man. I got folks out there. I know Omizi been out to Chicago many times. Omizi, they was having Omizi. Kid Russell's on the line. Omizi, you there?
Georgia's music still popping. Shout out to Georgia's music.
What's up, man?
The Miles just pops to Georgia's music.
Yeah, it's legendary in Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Man, so, you know, my favorite song from you is that East North Avenue. Because,
oh, yeah, appreciate that, man.
Man, with what we got going on, you know, the whole, it hit right at the right time because the country's in a recession, and in the song, you're like, fuck it. Who cares? This is what we do. You know?
I know, man.
So what made you write that song? I mean, what was your inspiration?
Well, my inspiration is I literally live on East North Avenue, and we just wrote it like straight, what are we really going through? You know, we're all drunk, broke, and smoking. My neighbor, I call my neighbor music, and my business partner in my studio is my neighbor. We've been working together, Matt Jenkins, for years. So just a real song, man. I mean, everyone can relate. We were shooting a video, homeless DJ, at a trailer park this weekend, and I started singing the lyrics to the dudes in the trailer park, and they get it. You know, we're all going through the same shit, you know.
I love
you can tell. Like,
we're all home. The bills is piling up. We're all drunk, broke, and smoking it.
I literally just looked around my kitchen, man, and wrote that song.
What's so cold? Like Chicago is a big, you know, NBA. You know, you got Chicago Bulls, and how you feel about this season with possibly no basketball?
I just think, man, if I could be real about it, I want the players to make as much money as possible. But I feel like, you know, in these tough times, we don't need to be having more fights about money. If you know what I mean, you know, lots of cities depend on their athletes and their teams to really lead them through hard times. So I wish they could just,
you know. While they bitching and moaning, the people that work at the arenas and all that, they not making no goody.
Right.
And no one seems to care about them. And that's, you know, the fans, they start getting bitter and losing interest. You know, the NHL took a while to get back after they came back from, you know, a strike, and they seem to be doing a better job. But I think people really, you know, they don't want to see that, especially in the time when everyone's complaining about money anyways, you know.
You know what I think? You know, I think
with the trip, not to cut you off, is when I've been to the arena in Chicago where the Bulls play, and it's in the hood, right?
Yeah, it's in the West Side. I mean, it's
like
people
in the hood,
around there
don't
breathe around that economy, man. That's a huge economy for the people that live there, you know. And people lose out on that money.
Let me ask you guys, what do you guys think about scab basketball players? There are so many good basketball players across the country. I think if you put scab teams together in basketball, it could roll, you know.
I think you're a bigger scab if you go play overseas. That sucker shit. Straight up, if you leave America and say fuck what America is going through, and you go overseas and you hoop, you a sucker.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, you need to be donating that time to charity.
Man,
I mean, you already got the money, most likely, unless you hella dumb and just gonna just run through your money and shit like that, you know. Then you're fucking dumb.
With the exception of Kobe, because he's part owner of the team or owner or whatever that shit is. But you know, he might be the only person. But you know, people like I don't know whoever else went over there. You know, what I'm saying that decided to not, because a lot of players, you know, they want to fight. Like when you see Fisher standing up here, and he, you know, he going for his and putting it on the line, and, you know, and whoever else stand with him, that's what you need. You need solidarity. That's why they own LeBron James's line. Like, man, I mean, even though he getting guap, but he's showing his true colors that he ain't about it like everybody think he is.
Yeah.
Right. So that's okay, man. We're all drunk, broke, and smoking anyway. So we're gonna check that one out right now. Look. If you out there, there's hella people just joined the chat room, which telling me a lot of people are hitting that link that you put on Twitter kid. So if they're out there and they're listening, they want to talk to you, 714-694-4150. If you just want to listen, then you can just listen too. But anyway, it's Soul Kitchen Radio. We're going to check out this East North Avenue. I swear, when I first heard this song, I was working, right? I played this shit about 30 times back and back. You know, I just kept playing it because I was like, this shit is so dope. You know, and you know, rarely do I feel like that about a song, but I played it many times on this show already. And now to have you on the phone, you know, to have you on the phone, we're going to talk about more about your inspiration. I know you just shot it. Yeah.
Hey, Camacho, I'm watching the video right now, right?
This shit is dope, right?
Hey, you drink that Pabst, you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon, bro.
You know, bro, I was rocking Old Style before the show last night.
that's real shit.
Literally, all that stuff is my house. My house, the only thing with the car, everything is real. That's my house. You know, we did a show with the Flowbots. We shot that at everything you see with my friends, you know. You can't get any more real than that.
Man, you want to see it, go to YouTube, hit Kid Russell, KIDDRUSSELL. Two L's.
Yeah, two L's.
Man, we're going to listen to the song right now. Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. We got a packed house right now. Omizi, Sean Kennedy, Prada, and the 801. Kid Russell's on the line, and we're going to see if you want to talk, you online, you on hold. Hit number one, so I know you want to say something, or else we're just going to keep you on hold so you can listen to it. Check it out. Soul Kitchen Radio, we'll be right back.
Hello.
I used to write, I'm like, you know, can't pay his rent but has weed to smoke, you know? So
is that the new song, Broke DJ?
Yeah, it's Broke DJ. We just shot the video this weekend, and you can see on my Twitter feed right now, I got a picture with a wig on. I grew my hair out for the video, if you know what I mean. So it looks pretty funny.
Wow, it's great. I know what you guys need right here. This is what you need for the economy to get better.
This economy is on life support. That's why my 999 plan is a bold solution. It starts...
Oh, my God.
999 plan. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's do it. Hey, he's a buck dancer.
Well, he's still definition of open. A nine plan. Man, so Kid Russell, when did you start? When did you know that you wanted to be in hip hop?
When I was in college, I played college football, man, and I literally I broke my leg. I had shit to do. I was coaching the girls' football team, you know, trying to get some play. And I started fucking around in the studio, and I recorded like a theme song for the girls, and it went like before like MySpace, you know, it went viral. Basically, it went around the school. Everyone was playing in their dorm rooms, and right then I was like, this is like the feeling that I wanted to have all the time. And from then on, I've been grinding my hardest. You know what I mean?
Man, that's cool. Who's listening to the show in the background? Somebody listen to the show in the background, turn it down. We can hear it, I think. Man, so, yeah. Oh, that's me. No, I'm just kidding. It's not me. Yeah, so you started then, and then you just got with your crew, like your friends, and you said, hey, let's fucking do this.
Well, I mean, a lot of things happen randomly, man. I had a different crew. I dropped an album like 06 called Untied. Taught me a lot about the business. I opened up for the Roots, Common, a lot of good people. And after that album, I met my DJ, and then I literally, because of the recession, had to move into this apartment, and that's where I met Matt Jenkins, and he became my partner in, like, this music business. And that was about 06, 07, and ever since, you know, my crew's been my DJ, Matt Jenkins. I have a singer, Joshua Race, and then... now we've extended that on. We're working with Shwayze. I don't know if you guys know who they are, big West Coast guys. And,
San Diego?
They're out of L.A. They sing that song Buzzin' and Corona and Lime.
Right, yeah, I remember.
They're pretty big in. They just, you know, produced a bunch of new ones on this record. We work with some dudes in the Flowbots. I don't know if you know who the Flowbots are. They sing that Handlebar song. And just growing it, man, growing it real family, real organic, trying to pay it forward to all the young artists. You know, no one helped me on the way up, so we try to help everybody, you know?
Right. Man, that's awesome. So you guys are you guys hitting tours now? Are you actually out on the road selling out arenas, shit like that?
I wish, man. I think we're about to drop. We basically shot like 5 music videos. We're working on our 6th right now, and we're hoping that this winter when we start dropping the big boys, I have a song called Pulaski Day, another one called Are We Having Fun Yet, Broke DJ obviously is one of them, Fade, I Sent You Fade, a bunch of these huge, I mean, this is like next level shit for us. We hoping that then we can do our first official headlining tour, but we're doing a bunch of shows with artists you know. We just did a stop on the Dean's List, and I don't know if you know them, but the Dean's List and IonQ, they did the Pledge to Rage tour. We did a show with them last night. We're rocking with Shwayze a couple of shows in November, and just working our hardest, man.
Man, what about the what's that, the Insane Clown Posse? I know they got that big ass show that they do. are you guys working with them too?
No, but true story, I have a couple of really good friends in the WWE and independent wrestlers, and my best friend, Colt Cabana, is really good friends with those guys. And, you know, we used to listen to him growing up, and he actually did comedy and wrestling at their, I forget what it's called, like Juggalo Fest or something like that.
Yeah, the Juggalo.
The Gathering.
Yeah, the Gathering.
Gathering of the Juggalos.
Juggalos, yeah. Me and 40 were just performing there not too long ago.
You guys performed that? That's the one where they had that was that big thing way they were saying that it was way in the back somewhere, and
yeah, we actually did it where they shot the movie Friday the 13th, like in the same location, and they had like a carnival. It was like a carnival setting in the middle of nowhere with a big ass stage.
That's in Michigan, right?
I think that's why I asked you about that, because I know they're out there in the Midwest with you.
My best friend knows them, but we don't work with them personally or anything like that.
Okay, because, you know, how does it feel on the Midwest being a white hip-hop crew?
It's dope, man. I mean, you know, I think nowadays it doesn't really matter, you know.
I agree.
I think a couple years ago, you know, maybe 10, you know, it was a little weirder. But I think you're starting to see it's just about real talent now and people having real good, strong movements. You know, some of the, you know, the newer guys like Machine Gun Kelly and Mac Miller, they're just doing it because they're real and authentic. I think people can smell the bullshit in my way, no matter what color or race you are, and that shit's not working anymore. That's why the labels are getting crushed.
Exactly. You know, I got a shout out to my dude Ricky Mena. I met him last week. He's gonna be on the show next week. He's another white rapper, but his shit is so dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, and when I listen to his shit, and then I listen to your stuff, and it's kind of like on the same thing because he sings and he raps and he makes all his own stuff. He calls himself a one man band. You know, maybe we could, you know, somehow hook you guys up together, so have an East Coast, West Coast type connection between you guys, and not just because you're white, but because your music is similar, you know?
Well, you know, in a deeper method of it, I feel like, you know, when you hear the same songs on the radio with the same
thing. Right, I'm sick of it. That's why we got Soul Kitchen Radio.
Oh, boy,
that's why we have this. So let's get into Broke DJ, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Rush, because Rush was picked up on a video game soundtrack, right?
Yes, it's a TV theme song.
Right, yeah. So we're going to talk about that and how you went about getting that picked up. But right now we're going to listen to Broke DJ. This is the one you just shot the video for. You said you were shooting a video homeless. I was reading your Twitter shit. And by the way, I swear to God, I laughed at that fucking prank you put on there on Twitter. that tape.
The which one?
The dude that just walked into the tape every time.
Who walked into the tape?
The tape. Remember the prank you put on Twitter? The guy, he pulled the tape down and he walked around the corner and the tape hit him in the face again.
Oh, yeah, dude, that shit was... I literally watched that 100 times straight. I don't know why. I just kept laughing and laughing and laughing.
I watched that shit, and that shit was pretty funny. All right, let's get into Broke DJ real quick. Kid Russell's on the phone, 714-694-4150. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio.
What's happening? It's your nephew, Turf Talk, man. Turf Sinatra, I rap for the mob, and you in the Soul Kitchen, man. Yeet!
Yeah, Kid Russ. True stories of the broken, shameless. DJ Blaze edition. Check it. Yo, well, I met my DJ at a party in Chicago. 10 cakes, college kids, that's the eye roll. Original DJ, canceled at last minute, so Blaze stepped in. We've been working ever since, but you should know my DJ don't take requests. Hate stops 40, thinks old school is the best. Smokes weed, he collects them. The resin of friends bongs and lives on the couch. Who's ever record he's working on?
My DJ is broke, motherfucker. My DJ is no joke, motherfucker. My DJ loves music, motherfucker. But my DJ is homeless, motherfucker.
My DJ on 10 pair of clothes. Won't get a real job, cause music's his soul. Can't pay the rent, but has weed to smoke. Though we ain't made it yet, my DJ always has hoes. Record collection impeccable, thinks Rebel is a vegetable. Even if he books a gig, he's got no car to get there, yo. But still, he's been all around the world, cause he's married to the music, so he travels with his girl.
My DJ is broke, motherfucker. My DJ is no joke, motherfucker. My DJ loves music, motherfucker. But my DJ is homeless, motherfucker.
You can catch me playing beats at the trailer park. I'm selling bootleg or I get at the flea market. Anything to pour cash flow in my life, cause gas ain't cheap, but I got a gig tonight. But I need a ride, cause I ain't got no car. The gig's downtown, man, we ain't going far. And my life's on the road like a smoker. Like kids said before, I'm homeless, motherfucker.
Yo, are you crying?
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yo, Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. That shit was crazy.
Is that how it ended right there? That's how the song ended?
Yeah, it's just a short little joint, like 2 minutes.
That's it sounds like, you know what, at the end of the day, that's what music from like that fun shit. I love that fun shit. I love when I hear a song and it seems like you're doing just exactly what you're saying. You're just drinking and you're kicking and you're smoking and you're having fun in the music. And it ain't all serious and shit, like overly serious.
Yeah. But and I think there's two kinds of serious. Like, there's a serious when you're actually talking about some shit, and there's, like, a serious when you're taking yourself too serious, and I hate that. And I think that's what a lot of pop music does. It tries to take itself too damn serious, like, relax, you know? And that's why I say you see movements like Mac Miller's when they're just having a really fucking good time with their whole movement, and kids want to hear that shit. People want to hear that. They don't want to be forced to hear something that they know is being forced, you know?
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, like 40 tell me a story about Lil Jon when 40 was trying to write E-40. He was trying to write a positive song where he was trying to say some shit, and he said Lil Jon was like, he's like, man, don't nobody want to hear no sad songs. Party. He was like, they want to party.
Yeah, but don't party shit, man.
They just don't want to hear that shit. They just want to party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time because you know me, I do positive shit too. But it's time for that. But
yeah.
It's like, if you got a fucked up day and or your pockets is hella touching and your ribs is touching, you know, then you be like, man, I want to hear something, just some escapism.
Yeah, you
want to
go somewhere with it, man. You know, and then there's a time and place when you can step in and say some shit that's fucked up the world, you know. But you got to pepper that in there. You can't overdo it.
Right. That's real talk.
Yeah, I'm really liking that because exactly, like that East North Avenue, it's just some fun shit. It's real shit. And you know, I think that's cool. That's exactly. So let's talk about Rush. How did you get Rush? Now, you said it wasn't a video game. It was in a movie or a commercial.
Yeah, you know, we're doing some stuff with a bunch of Android developers, but like, so that'll be in some games coming up. But it's not actually it's a TV theme song to Ring of Honor Wrestling. And like I said, me and Matt Jenkins have about 11 songs that are actually like theme songs for wrestlers. So when they come out in the ring, they're coming out to Kid Russell or Matt Jenkins or a version of us. And this song happened to be picked up by... It was on HGNet, now it's on regular cable, which is even better for us. And it's Ring of Honor is the third biggest wrestling company in the world. And they're basically a lot of sort of co-friends of mine and friends of friends that I know just from years of having my best friend be in that circle. And they picked it up. The company loved it. It fit. We shot a video for it, which you can see online. And it's been a huge song in my career because wrestling fans are so awesome and die hard to consume it, you know, everything that touches their leagues that they're loyal to, and it's grown our fan base, you know, by tenfold just by having it involved with that project.
Right, right. You know, I've used that song for my fantasy football show that we do on Sundays.
Yeah.
Because that's
awesome,
you know, and that's definitely like a football song. That song goes in there with AC/DC and Crazy Train. You know, because
you know,
it's got that amp feeling to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do everything pretty much self-managed, self-network, and I'm on IMDb chasing down, you know, music supervisors, and I've been trying, literally like what you're saying, trying to get it with ESPN. We had some response from EA Sports about sending in some music to the right people because I was sending it to the wrong people and trying to really get that involved with sports because that shit could be Monday Night, you know, footballs or any kind of football shows, background music, or ESPN, you know, theme song for one of their shows. It just fits. It's positive. It's about performing. In fact, there's an original version of that song. You can see it on YouTube. Was used by Champaign, Illinois for their 2009 highlights. Not the Rush Rock remix, actually the original song, which was Rush. And there's like, that's got about 30, 40,000 views too, and it's just me and Joswell who sings on it. And it's used, you know, with highlights already, so... It's pretty. It's been a pretty special song too, man.
Well, shit, you know, we do got the man on the phone that knows all the hookups to ESPN and all those guys. Sean Kennedy knows fucking everybody in the world. So.
Oh no shit. No, hug it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Man, I don't know
everybody in the world.
I heard that. For a nominal finder's fee, for a nominal finder's fee, right?
Hey, man, 20% of anything you make.
It's all good.
It's a good deal.
It's all good, man. You know, I ain't going to leave you just there just to listen to the show, Sean. You got to be active.
Oh, I mean, I'm just being entertained, man. I'm just happy to listen, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're going to check out
this
song.
I have a few questions, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to roll the song Rush, man, and you guys going to be hyped because it's football season, full effect right now. So check this shit out. We'll be right back. This one doesn't end like the other one. Oh, amazing.
What's up? This is Sean Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, and you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen
Radio, and that's it. That's, man. Now you see what I'm talking about on Mizzy?
We did that last night, and it was crazy.
Yeah, that shit is just, who's playing the guitars and all that stuff? That's your whole crew?
That's Matt Jenkins, partner.
Okay, shout out your whole crew.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, I think we always get some kind of echoes. Every other call, somebody gets a fucking echo. I hate that shit. So just talk through it. Act like you don't hear the echo.
That's how you gotta do it.
You just gotta live with it and be like, fuck. Because everything is like on Skype and and phone calls and all that shit. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
No more drugs for that man.
Yeah, so. So go ahead and shout out your crew. Shout out everybody from the Kid Russell camp.
Ross Golan, you know, he's one of my co-writers and good friends. Matt Jenkins, my producer, business partner. Joshua Race, Free Joshua Race. DJ John Blaze, the homeless DJ. Swayze, Banana Beat, and all the other crew. And all the fans, man. Appreciate everybody supporting me. Soul Kitchen, you too, man. It's huge that y'all support a guy, you know, independent grind. So,
much success, man. And keep doing what you're doing, man. And get Swayze and them, you know what I'm saying? They some successful cats, you know what I'm saying? So keep doing what you're doing. Get them good placements, you know what I'm saying? Get that EA Sports placement. You know what I mean? And keep it cracking, real talk. Make that good Gouda. And then when you all the way blow up, bring your ass back here. I'm going to need a 16, and we're going to need an interview with some more shit.
For sure, man.
And as I said, and just remember, when you hear E-40's in town, most likely you're going to meet old Meezy. He's going to be with him. So.
Yeah, I'm a huge E-40, especially the Click, man. Some of my favorite memories growing up were, you know, it's a Hurricane and the shit off that album that he had with the Click, dude. I grew up mostly listening to West Coast stuff, so. Like Spice
One
and
everybody. No, it's a trip. Yeah. I was in Chicago, right? And they was like, Chicago radio don't play too much West Coast shit, but I was in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. And these cats threw in old school Spice One. They was listening. They listened to all that old school underground Bay Area shit.
It's weird. Like, we weren't in the East Coast. Like, growing up, it was mostly West Coast and a little bit like MJG and 8-Ball, like stuff before. Like, really before everything got, you know, commercialized and, you know, soundtracks off movies like Don't Be a Menace and, you know, all that stuff that was, like, that's the shit I grew up listening to, and that's why I appreciate when you threw on that old school jam. Like, that reminded me of, like, when I used to cause a lot of trouble growing up.
Right, she liked this one, right?
Yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go.
You don't know about that. That's too early.
Out here getting my propers, don't you know?
Blake, you know about that, man. Come on.
I don't know about that.
Hey, man, let this hit off quick.
Yeah. And a jealous motherfucker would love to see me fall like that.
When we sell this load, we'll have twice what we started with.
Yeah. Yeah. Old Mac and Fast Food. Gangsta South. Yeah. Cognac Lounge Beat. Cognac Lounge Beat. Motherfucker. Cognac Lounge Beat. Motherfucker. Yeah. This old Mac and Fast Food.
Mr. Flamboyant. Mr. Flamboyant.
As a youngster, I never knew Nathan. That disobedient ass tally in the neighborhood, you know, when a place was always chasing. Straight down and dirty for my props. 11 years old, extra managed, hard headed, shining rocks. I killed a powerful ass motherfucking old life tour.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy, TGC, the great communicator. Sick with the lieutenant, sick with the deputy, the whole thing, man. And you tuned in to Soul Kitchen Radio. Yeah.
You're tuned into the baddest radio show on the internet.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
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 All right, Kid Russell, I'm going to let you go on that note. Man, when I come to the shy, I'm going to holler at you. And definitely, we're going to hook up. Are you going to be out there at the, did you get your tickets for the Super Bowl yet?
No, I didn't get them yet. Why? Where's that headed to?
It's in Indianapolis, right down the street.
Man. It's not gonna be too many people from that way at the game. I don't think. Not this year. I mean, I think they're gonna be at the crib.
Yeah, probably. My best friend used to be on the Colts, but we used to make it down there for all the games, but probably not this year.
Yeah. I mean, but the whole thing is you got to get booked and you got to play. During that Super Bowl week, man, that's going to be huge.
Honestly, I didn't even know that. I'll definitely have to now look into it. Come to call.
Yeah,
I can have it down there.
Definitely. He's going to be somewhere
drinking, you know what I'm saying, a couple cases of Pabst, you know what I'm saying, smoking a fair one. You know what I mean? Because he ain't going to be trying to be around no fans or whoever going to be at that damn Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, man, I played in Indianapolis, too. It's a rougher crowd down there, man. They're not super hip-hop heads.
They're not super.
You smell me? You might get away with it though, folks. I promise you. You get that right damn song, and you play anywhere fuck you want to. It don't matter, man.
That's
man,
the plan,
let
right?
us know. Let us know when you come into. Let us know when you come out to the Bay Area, man. So we can definitely hook up and we'll do some
stuff.
Yeah,
for sure, man. We should be out there because I know. Well, I think we're going to play the Roxy again for sure. I'm not sure if we'll make it up to the Bay, but hopefully soon we have a bunch of connections and fans up there. So.
Okay, cool. Bay, LA, just hit me on Twitter. I'll make it to the show. Just have me some cool laminate. It's all good. All
right, guys. Appreciate it, man. Really, from the heart, man. Appreciate the support.
All right, bro. We're going to be playing your stuff, man. It's all good. I'll let you later.
Cool.
Hey, real quick, since you're from the Midwest, tell me Soul Kitchen Radio is hella dope.
Soul Kitchen Radio is hella dope. Straight from Chicago to Midwest, the chest of the nation, baby.
Yeah, I know you guys guys ain't hip on hella out there. So it's all good.
Nah, that's that Cali shit, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll at you next time.
Roger.
Peace.
Roger. Later.
All right, so
Lex. Yeah. Oh man, I just wanted to talk about. I was in we just did a show out in Portland, man, and we drove by the little like where the Roseland is downtown Portland. They got a little big ass park, right? And they had the little Occupy Wall Street people. I mean, that shit is serious, bro. That shit is so thick with just hella tents, surrounded by police. Like that shit is serious. Like, I mean, I remember last time, I think a couple weeks ago, we was talking about that. We got a couple people in the sack, like, you know what I mean, downtown. But, and I don't know, it's probably going down in Oakland and wherever else, but it was sick at this park, bro. Like, that shit, it seemed like they're going to be there for a long haul, like till 2012 and shit.
I mean, but I'm still trying to figure out what is it going to do. I understand it's 99%. I don't know, 1% pay taxes or whatever. I don't know. I'm confused. Sean, are you out in
what?
Oakland? And is that shit happening? Do you know? Do you understand any of that Occupy Wall Street?
I mean, well, what it is, man, is it's going crazy in Oakland, man. I know they're gonna have to clean it up soon because they're gonna be giving away candy on 31st at Franklin Valley Plaza, so they're gonna have to get that stuff up out of there. So I'm sure the police is gonna surround everybody and march everybody about. You know, they just let them have it. It's controlled right now, but it's happening all over the place. There's a lot of tents down there, man, and it's it's about people who you know lost their jobs and everything, and want to, you know, take revenge back on the banks. But I have mixed feelings about it because these are the very same people who voted, some of these people in the power who wrote these laws. And so, you know, and these are the very same people who took advantage of the loans and all the money and took second mortgages on their homes and bought the big SUVs and things of that nature. And now that their world's been crumbling down on them and they, you know, are back to minimum wage again, they want to go occupy Wall Street. But when Wall Street was doing good, selling, you know, junk bonds to China, everybody was happy. So I don't know what to say about it. Then also I see a lot of dope fiends and bums and stuff intermingled with these people. So I just also think it's another way for homeless people to set up encampments, you know, and join in on a crowd. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can tell the difference between
that's why it's going to be so hard to decipher who is with what. That's why when I seen Russell Simmons down there, I'm like, okay. And then he got Kanye down there, I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, these, like you said, it's dope things down there. I mean, it's all kind of stuff that's taking place, which is why they got to have police down there. And then it's like somebody donated like 100-something thousand, so now they got somebody in charge of the money, so people really ain't leaving because they feel like they got a percentage as long as they stay and shit. So it's like and then Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving come up, Christmas is like you said, it's a bunch of homeless people. Like, I'm trying to eat, fool. Like, you know what I mean? We here, we out here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, overall, so I can't see.
Yeah.
And then when they try to get rid of them, come on, man, you got to think. People riot over the smallest shit. You know, they tear their city up. They don't give a damn. So imagine if they start kicking these people out and bringing their horses and shit, horseback, and start trying to club these people, somebody going to swing back. So they got to be planning on that. And then when we start seeing people getting clubbed in the head, then we gonna react, and it's gonna be a clusterfuck. So I don't know what kind of remedy the government or whoever is gonna have. You would be best set to get rid of them right now before all the way blowing. They really get set in.
Right. We got to call on Butter Ellis. Who is Butter Ellis? What's happening?
Hey, this is from Divas 2 Radio. How are you?
Hey, what's going
Hello.
On? She's up there in Sacramento. I just met her last Saturday when me and my fraternity was up there doing some stuff.
Yeah, You know what? And let me just say this. And that was one of the reasons I had to get on here, because I got an emergency call 10 minutes to the game end and had to leave the stadium. And all I could think of is, daggone, I'm supposed to be doing pictures of the frat, you know?
Right.
So I wanted to just connect with you and let you know it was still all good love out there, and it was not never, ever personal. So, but listen, I was listening to this little piece you have on Occupy Wall Street.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize, we've been covering it on D2 Radio for a little bit, and also have my blog on it, but this actually started last year with a group called Anonymous, and probably even a year prior. And they've been giving warnings that this was going to happen. That just lets you know. There was a media blackout. And for those that don't understand what that really means, that means media is not going to even report any faction of what they deem not newsworthy information. And so this went out through a group that wears a mask that looks like the Vendetta.
Uh-huh.
And they would put out these videos on YouTube. And if you look up Anonymous on YouTube, you will see how long this has been in the making. June of this year, they said they would be on Wall Street by October. They gave a warning.
Wow. So what the hell is it, though? That's what we're trying to figure
out.
But
you know what? The people who, like Bernie Madoff, like if you watch American Greed on CNBC, and I watch that religiously, you always see somebody that had a hedge fund or something like that that scammed those people from the Midwest, like people that had their nest egg, that's their savings, those rich Caucasian people. Even some black people was in the mix. I remember seeing they had Teddy Riley on it, but it's people that got scammed out of these hedge funds where they were investing $500,000, $250,000, whatever, and they was putting their whole life into these hedge funds, and the people who they gave the money to, you know, it was a big scam. So they lost their whole savings, and a lot of people didn't get recouped. So, you know, like he was saying, there's a lot of people that, you know, quote unquote, play by the rules. You know, went to school, got a degree, got a job, got a house. You know, fed into the system. Who, like I said, bought a house maybe for $600,000 or whatever, the case may be, and that house is worth $300,000, and Caucasians, they pay their bills like on time. So even if they house payment was double that, they paid that, they went into their savings, they paid that shit. Now us, we say, oh, fuck this house, I'm gone. You know, it is what it is. I'll fight bankruptcy and I can do this, and I get in 6 months, my credit will be back up to a five, whatever, it was 600. And we know how to, because we used to the mentality of surviving that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you see a lot of suicides, because they don't know how to deal with that.
Omizi, I want to chime in on that real fast, too. You were talking about these people.
Who is that? Oh, that was wild.
I'm a human being.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the. anyway, this is what I want to say.
We do
about
what we
that,
do.
What I'm saying.
I mean, you know, I'm
go
African American.
Go ahead, Sean.
You know, being an African American, you know what I'm saying. Watching these, you know, people occupy Wall Street. First off, I was. Felt real bad about Russell Simmons getting up there knowing that he has the rush card, and he tries to teach his main clientele is African American people, and what he teaches African American people is don't have any means of savings, don't have a bank account. Are you tired of a bank account? Get a rush card. And that there's
right,
no, you know
it.
What I'm saying, even though there's no way you can, you know, financially plan sometimes through the corporate system and the way they got Wall Street set up, you damn sure can't financially plan through the rush card.
Okay.
And so as far as being an African-American, being an
African-American,
we've always been oppressed, and we should have been on Wall Street a long time ago.
Thank
honestly,
you.
with the 36 million African-Americans in the nation is, you know, and where we are right now as far as unemployment, you know, I can really give a care less of what the sons and daughters of the white people who ran this nation are going through and what they're occupying right now, because their parents took advantage of the system when it came to education. And if they're uneducated and they put their money inside a Bernie Madoff situation, then that's just too bad that Bernie Madoff with their money, because they should have educated themselves more. So some of this is the white, this is the Wall Street blame, and it is also the participants who participated in the scheme, because if you ain't got somebody put their money under the hat, then can't nobody pull a hat trick.
Right.
So,
well,
so
and
I mean, you know,
to say this though, because and I appreciate everything that you're saying, but I don't necessarily believe that as a whole there are a lot of smart black people. So to classify and say white people pay their bills and black people don't, no, I know that the handful of people that I run with pay their bills. And so I know they would hate to be classified as a group of people that don't pay their bills. I think that now we're talking about social and personal responsibility.
Now, what I was saying is if you are African American and you grew up in the hood, you have a different type of survival tactic.
And it's not just –
when your back is against – so is the Latinos, some of them.
Yeah, when your
back is against the wall, some shit
you know
hit. You know how to go penny seven. You know how to go to, you know, to this and activate. And if you don't, some other – your grandma do for sure. Your grandma, your uncle, your cousin,
yep,
they know how to do it. So I'm saying some people – they don't know how to deal with it. They commit suicide or like, you know, they going into places nowadays and they shoot hella people. You know what I mean? They don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
Because that they don't have that broke mentality. I mean, I could say broke mentality because, you know, when you grow up with nothing, you know how to make it work. You know, you'd be like, well, I can't get that pants, so I'm gonna go over here and get these real quick. You know,
I'm gonna look at these Wall Street people, a lot of them are like homeless people, for
3 days so I could get this shit now and then hustle up the money for 3 days to make that check clear.
And then it goes deeper than that, because you're dealing with a different class of people that all of a sudden figure out they're the 99%. And if you've ever been in network marketing, they tell you about the 99% opposed to the 1% and getting into the 1% bracket. So I mean, that's not new news. It's just affecting a different group of people. So therefore, we're going to go exactly to the place where we know our money is being handled or mishandled. And I think what another major issue is that two of the largest banks in America right now seem to be running all of the financial decisions.
But it's always been that way.
Sitting in front of a damn street stinking, what's that going to do for you?
Right. So, at the same time, whether, you know, I'm not either for or against the Occupy Wall Street. I will say, though, you really need to look at an issue that's much deeper than Occupy Wall Street. The point that we were making on D2 is that there was something going on in the media that you were not allowed to see. And it wasn't until you had Michael, I forgot his last name, and then you had... oh my gosh.
This economy is on life support. That's why my 999 plan is a bold solution. It starts with throw.
Hey, Camacho. The only thing when it really got my attention is when I seen on World Star. I was looking on World Star. I seen the cop punch the female in New York and knock her to the ground. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Then I seen the police rope in like 6 or 7 females with spraying with mace. You know what I'm saying? Then I was like, oh man, it's getting serious. Yeah.
Cornel West was there in New York. Didn't even know this was happening. You know, he's definitely a revolutionist. And he got up on air and said, I didn't even know this was going on. Why is this? What is going on? And then he ended up standing in the middle of this crowd and started to become this human bullhorn. And the reality was that now this sleeping bear, if that's the way you want to say it, is now getting a voice. It should have had a voice a long time ago. Not just like you said, African American or minorities, any minority that is having the struggle should have been down at Wall Street, should have protested.
I want to say this. I don't want them to use because they know we come from this. I don't want them to use us for their advantage. I don't want them to think,
he can bring. He, if we show this black person and this black person, then all the black people gonna come join. They struggle when we trying to still try to figure out where they coming from. Right? We don't know. So you know, before we pick up and join, like he, we gonna get all the rappers. Like, no, we need to have a conversation of. Oh, what y'all fighting for? Because I'm fighting for Obama. That is what it is. And if y'all ain't willing to speak up and say we trying to get this Congress and all these people out the way, then I'm not going nowhere down there.
Right. Well, I want to say this too.
If it was black people before, it would have been
mass riots, and then it would have been a lot of black people in jail, Hispanic people, Asian people. But now, because it looks like a civilized group of people. Then, therefore, you might have some billy clubs or everything.
It looks like Berkeley fucking went into the Berkeley.
Exactly.
The gremlin effect. You put water on them, they just grow. That's what Berkeley is. The gremlin effect, that's the Occupy Wall Street shit.
Exactly.
This is what my main problem is right here.
Welcome to the gas pump of the future. If you would like to pay with your firstborn, please place them in the receptacle and push transport. Thank you.
That's what I want to get rid of, is these damn high gas prices, because they're kicking our ass.
Well, you want to know what? And I want to add to that stuff, man. If we want to talk about the high gas prices and we want to talk about what the banks are doing, we actually got to take a real serious long walk back in history about 120 years ago and talk about when J.P. Morgan Chase, before it was all across the country, how they bailed out the United States Treasury in 1889. And if we want to talk about the credit crisis that the United States is in right now, we need to go back to 1914 when they first formed the Federal Reserve. And we can go on and go throughout history, and we can go back to 1907 when they deregulated Rockefeller through Standard Oil so he couldn't have a monopoly on the oil game. And we can go back when OPEC was first formed, when they first found oil in 1932 in Saudi Arabia. So we can go back to all of these different points in history, and we can see the reason why we are where we are today. So the reason why where we are today right now is just simply America hasn't followed history. And that's what it is. I mean, we became a credit nation in 1914. It is documented. Congress voted on it. We created the Federal Reserve. That's what created our credit crisis. And 15 years after that, we had the Great Depression. You know, and so, you know, we talk about the oil problem right now. Well, Rockefeller ran the game on the oil game when he first started selling oil and started refining oil. He ran the oil game on all the refineries. And then they deregulated him in 1907. So this is 100 years ago that this stuff has – and then you have all these subsidiaries owned by the same company – Exxon, Mobil, you know, BP, and all the rest of these different things. So our gas prices have been set since 1907. Our credit crunch has been on since 1914. The problem with America is that we're not listening to history, and we got all these pundits like Cornel West and all the rest of these people hopping on television for exposure so they can keep their names alive because they like being in front of the media. And
as far as the media blackout is concerned, we know that Rupert Murdoch owns the media. Nobody said nothing about the whistleblower that Rupert Murdoch and them just killed just a couple of weeks ago inside the hotel room when he blew the whistle on him. And then they said that his murder was non-related, but after he blew the whistle on Rupert Murdoch, he was dead 2 days later. Nobody wants to talk about that. Yeah. You want to know why? Because we live in the Matrix. And in the Matrix, the guy said, I know this steak ain't real, but it tastes good anyway. So everybody really got the blue pill here. And that's what's really going on. So everybody wants to seem very intelligent and talk about the things that they know in media and act like they don't know, somebody knows more than somebody else. And that's so everybody can have a voice and feel like they're important. And so we can all of us right now be on the phone and actually talk. But the real truth of the matter is this. History tells the story. History tells the story of the Rothschilds and how they control things all the way to right now, to where we are today. That's no lie. Everything that I talk about right now is just the actual facts from history. So if you go back, and as far as Obama is concerned, Obama goes all the way back to 1929 when they first had our first Great Depression, and what he's doing right now, that's a whole other show where we can talk about what Obama is doing.
It's like this. We know what this Congress, this Tea Party Congress, is capable of doing, and if we think it's worse now, you will want to have a Democrat in there, because if you don't and they get to cutting all then, like we saying, it's feeling like the 90s. It's really going to be the 90s because they cutting 30, and some people have been, I mean, they cutting 13,000 police forces all across the board. Like, you know, you got to think it's going to be mayhem in the streets, like real
quick.
And the rich gonna hide behind the gates. They gonna go up, and the poor, we gonna be trying to figure it out, fighting amongst ourselves.
Carnegie had a big strike with a steel company, and they sent in I forget the name of those people, and they had the big war and everything. It's going back to like they sent in Hurricane Katrina. They sent in the private security force, and that's what it's going to be. Just like right now, they said we're pulling out of Iraq. Because we're actually getting ready to go into Iran because we sent over some threats over to Iran and said, don't you think about going into Iraq. And now we're going to let the private security Blackwater run Iraq because they're not sanctioned under any military. They can't get processed for military crimes or anything. They're just a security system. And then now a country that never had an Air Force is now going to have an Air Force because the United States just sold Iraq $13 billion worth of F-16s that's going to get delivered in 3 years from now. So now a country that didn't once have an Air Force now has an Air Force. A country that we invaded that had no air support that now has air support in the Middle East so they can launch over to Iran a little bit faster.
This is what's going to make everything better. Look, if everybody gets one of these, then we'll all be good.
She's hot. She's sexy.
And she kicks butt. The all-new Sarah Palin action figure with Kung Fu fingernail grip. From her handsome buckskin knife to her designer eyewear, everything on the Sarah Palin action figure is authentic, raw, and ready to take on the world.
Look, Jenny, look where your warhead's at 8 o'clock.
I'll adjust her lipstick shade, tassel her hair, and bam!
Nuclear disaster averted! Just in time to field dress this move.
Hockey moms, this is a must-have gift. The Sarah Palin action figure. Not available in Alaska.
Hey, Camacho,
you're
man. You want to know what?
You want to know what? Rick Camacho of Soul Kitchen Radio.
Go ahead, Sean.
Camacho, man. You want to know what, man? I got that Sarah Palin bobblehead, blubber skin, puff mouth doll. That shit's all the time.
Hey, everybody. Let's take it in another gear because my man Ricky Rush came on the line. And he he hung up the first time because he was like, what the fuck? I thought this was a radio show and talking about all these politics. And he hung up and then he called back, made sure he was on the right show. Ricky Rush, what's happening, man?
What's up? No, actually, the car got dropped. But I was listening to you guys. You guys are deep.
Hey, we outside the matrix. Sean got us outside the matrix right now.
I'm telling you, everything is going in slow motion, boy. But it's moving fast. How you doing,
man? Good. So,
how you doing,
man?
I'm great.
Backup singer for Genuine, right?
Yes, sir.
You went from backup singer to Genuine. Now you got your own stuff coming on. In fact, I was looking at some of your stuff. You go all the way back to like 2005 when you started writing. When did you start writing your stuff and decide you want to be on your own?
Well, actually, I started writing my stuff before 2005. I just really started taking it serious after that.
Right.
And, you know, discovering that, you know, it's a lot going on out here in the world. So, you know, why not take it all in and write about it? You know what I'm saying? So just been practicing my craft and just trying to get better and better as, you know, days go on. But I'm loving what I'm doing, and, hey, it feels good.
Man, and I could tell you when I first got that song, the Steppin' at Christmas, I was like,
yeah.
Holy shit, that's it, man. That's, you know, we're talking about stepping it, and we just had another Chicago artist on the phone named Kid Russell. Now I asked him if he knew you. He knows Genuine, but I guess he don't know the backup singers. But
right.
That's all right, because you're gonna be big out there in Chicago, especially. Has this one picked up yet? Have you released it yet? Officially?
No, I mean, you like one of the first to start putting it out on the press. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've let a couple of people hear it. I've got great responses, but actually, it's like all new right now. So I'm taking it all in and I'm loving it.
Man, because I was sure listening to that, and I let some other people listen to it, and I was like, this is hot off the press. I just got this. Nobody else got this. We got a call real quick. I think this is Sweet Gail. Gail, is that you? Let me see. Okay, she didn't come to the phone, so I'm going to put her back on hold. Anyway, so before we get to step into Christmas, we're going to slow it down a little bit and play one of these older songs. I got two of them, Do It Again and Take It Easy. Right.
Okay.
So let's talk about those songs. When you talk about R&B, there's not that many R&B artists out there right now. And I like what you got going on. You got an album? Is your album dropping pretty soon?
Well, I plan to drop it in sometime in January. I'm still finishing up a couple of things, so I want to tweak a couple of things out and make sure that I'm on the right track all the way and everything is consistent and together. So around January will be when I'll drop it. But first, I just wanted to try and get this Christmas spirit going with this, as you were saying, stepping on Christmas. And it'll be around that time. So, I appreciate you all really, even taking the time with me and, talking to me and giving me the interview. I really appreciate it, first of all.
Oh, man. So let me ask you, is this you? This must be you and in the background. Hold on. Let's play this real quick. No, here it is right here. This one. So I know that's Genuine, but who's that other guy singing? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. They call me the Echo Man.
The Echo Man.
For a long time, I've been hearing the Echo Man.
Man,
it was really funny because we was at rehearsal, and G came to me, and he was like, your voice is somewhat similar to mine. So he was like, I want you to do my echoes. So I was like, echoes? What is echoes? So he said, just repeat everything I say. And, man, believe me, it's been chaos ever since then. People are like, you're the Echo guy. So I've been hearing about that for a long time.
Here's some more of this Echo guy. This All right. I don't like the audio on that YouTube.
Get some backup checks, though.
Yeah, that's
wow,
that,
y'all do great work. Where you find that?
Man, that's YouTube, man. That's YouTube. You guys are in Seattle on that one.
Oh, okay, man. Wow.
Genuine and Rare Form.
Was he in that? I know the Genuine got the life after. I think on TV1. Are you anywhere on that?
No, I wasn't on it. It was strictly about his personal life, but. We talked after.
You saw a lot of that. Did you see a lot of that going through?
So were you like close to his sister? And I know his sister was a real big part of his life and coming up and stuff. And did you get a chance? Were you close to his sister?
And I was close to his whole family. I mean, I've been around him for like most of his career, and everything that even when I saw it, I was touched because I did witness a lot of those things that happened in his life, and, the way he pulled through it is just a blessing from God, what I'm saying? And it's like, if we all just believe and keep our head up, we can get through the adversities and the struggles, and he's like living proof that you can do that, what I'm saying? So, and I take in a lot from that.
I really didn't like, I'm going to be truthful, I hated the damn, the fucking... What the fuck am I talking about? I hated the little thing under his eye, the bandaid under the eye, right? Until I seen that, then I realized it meant something, and I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because I hated that it went off in such a, it went into a fad, and everybody's wearing a little fucking bandaid under their eye and shit. And I was like, come on, man, that's Genuine stuff, and you're not gonna be Genuine. And there was a reason why he was doing it. He did it for his sister. And I appreciate him for that, because that brought a lot out of who he is. That was a great.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy to work with. I mean, outside of our personal relationship, I mean, there's never been any restrictions. as far as, you know, just like the piece that you got that you planned. You know, not a lot of artists let you get a shine like that, but, you know, G has always been what I call the righteous one and not insecure, and really believes that, you know, like, I'll let you do what you do as long as you do it right. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay. My bad. You know what? Omizi just corrected me. I'm talking about Nelly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Punch me in your face.
Oh,
that's all right. We can do multiple interviews.
Hey, like, what the
look like,
hell?
Though. They look
we keep
like.
It real. I'm sitting up here. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? I'm over here searching, but, you know, he goes on a tangent sometimes. He used to be in on them cables and wires be affecting his brain sometimes.
That's why he was like I was
saying when I seen the life after and his and he had and his I think it's did his father kill himself, right?
Yeah, he committed suicide.
His father committed suicide and that made him spiral into like his spiral, you know, like into his own little thing. But then I was listening to Pandora and I was listening to him his Pandora, and when he did the Prince the Prince remake of Doves Cry, and that shit popped in my head from Purple Rain. I was like, damn, this dude, like, you think people deeper than just he danced, you know. But then he talk about Soleil, and you be like, damn, Soleil, she held him down like a mug, like, you know, she pretty much saved him, like, you know what I mean? So it's like. Then when you see people expose themselves like he did on Life After, you be like, then he really is genuine, because he's genuine in the way he was speaking on what he went through. A lot of people can't get on TV and expose their life and their details like he did, but, you know what I'm saying? And if he kept you around, obviously, you know what I'm saying, people keep people around them for a reason. You smell me?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, he's a real dude. I mean, I can't say nothing bad about him. And, you know, what you saw is what it is. You know, and that's the honest to God truth. What you saw is exactly what it is.
Hey, Ricky, I gotta say, you took that well, though, because you were like, yeah, I know his sister.
I do know his sister. I mean, well, he has a sister named Fish.
But,
I didn't want to throw you under the bus. You know?
Hey, I'll throw myself under the bus. I fuck up. It's all good, man. And the fact that and I went into the Band-Aid under the eye and all that, you was like. Motherfucker don't know what he's talking about, but okay.
Well, there was a time G had a Band-Aid under his eye. He had sideburns that was drawn like a horse tail. It was a lot of stuff. So, you know, you probably hit me. I'm like, okay, that was this time. That was that time. So, you know, you weren't 100% wrong.
Okay. Well, we're gonna slow down right now. We're going to listen to this Take It Easy. I like this one. And when we come back, we're going to start Stepping at Christmas. We're going to bring it up. So right now.
No doubt.
It's Ricky Rush right here, ladies. Ladies, get it ready. It's Soul Kitchen Radio, and we're doing it right here. This is Ricky Rush on Soul Kitchen Radio, 714-694-4150. If you want to call in.
You're on the air. With Rick Camacho of Soul Kitchen Radio.
your mouth wants to say, but it's okay, follow my lead, yeah, give in to me, the moment's arrived, now I'm coming inside of you, so feel my nature dropping deep down inside you, just you and me.
Somebody gonna get pregnant listening to that shit.
Hey, that's one of them, hey, that's one of them songs at the end of the night of the club. You feel me? And you be like, oh man, I gotta find one so we can do the little last little grind before you gotta dip and say what you gotta say.
Man,
that's that drum right there.
that's that fireplace joint. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, man. That's it.
Sit by the fireplace and just relax and chill. That's what that was all about.
Man, so let me ask you, did you register with Pandora already? Or you got your own Pandora account?
No, I don't have my own account, but I did register, and I need to get into all of that, and I'm about to.
Definitely, I think you're one of them Gerald LaVert type artists that you listen to on Pandora and you just clean the shit out of your house. And then you wait for your wife to get home, and then you tear that shit up.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
but I tried to do a whole record like that. I mean, what woman don't want to get off work, get off the train, take off her heels, put her gym shoes on, and come home and man some hot water and drink some wine? Every woman wants that, so.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy is I was
set a scenario like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was on Pandora one time, and I was listening to just some random-ass Janet Jackson music. She is a nasty freak. If you really listen to her music, she was going in about, and just going in, like, oh, more and all types of shit. Man, you ever heard of some of Janet Jackson's older stuff?
Man.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how time flies when you're having fun, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you did. That's that. Hey, you know what? But it's like I think it's so, like you were saying, so much stuff going on, man. You need that. We need to bring that love making music back. You know what I'm saying? So people get frustrated and they want to, and couples always want to take it out on each other because of the financial shit. But it was always, you know, somebody like a Teddy Pendergrass or somebody that could, you know, for a minute at least, do put that song on. She'll forget you ain't got the rent money and you can, you know what I mean? You can go do what you got to do before it gets serious. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, it's funny that you say that because that was the gap that I was trying to fill. I mean, I know music repeats itself, but, you know, it's like to me, what happened to the Luthers and the Teddys, like you said, and the people, Brysons, you know, that was that day and their age, but what happened to that era of music now. It's like, you know, people feel like we're afraid to do it because now everything you hear about is the clubs and what I got and what I own and all of this kind of stuff. And how about let's just talk about everyday life in everybody's home so they can relate and say, okay, I can understand that. So that's basically where I'm trying to come from at this point in my life. Because like I said, the Freddie J, they all gone. They gone.
Right. And it's so simple. It's so simple. If you want to get female fans, all you have to do is tell them what they want to hear. You know, it's a typical R&B song. Baby, let me run your bath water. Let me turn the lights down. Let me go. Let me cook something for you. You know. After a hard, long day work, let me rub your feet. Let me kiss your earlobe and whisper sweet nothing. That's the R&B song. You know what I'm saying? And the females, they off into bitches pee on you and bitch, you know, I'm a ball of bitch and the bitches and the females love it for some reason. I don't understand why they love it when you're sitting up there telling them, bitch, I'm fucking get up and go to the next hoe. And you're like, yeah, I love that. I'm like, these females is tripping nowadays.
Because times have gotten so bad now that women are like almost desperate and, you know, and men, we have to like raise their self-esteem again and make them believe that they're not a bitch. Let them know that they're a woman and we appreciate them.
Wait a minute,
you know what?
I tell you what, one thing I sure appreciate your music much more than I appreciate this. Hold on. There it is.
Aw, leave Lil Wayne alone.
But
Pac was like that. But at the same time, this dude Lil Wayne be on some hypocritical shit. Cause one minute he be like, ah, da, da, and then he be like, fuck these bitches. But I don't know. He might be talking to a certain sect, you know, whatever. But he's the most put a baby in a female, move on to the next. He got like four kids, about four different girls or something. Like I don't know where he be coming from. He be having songwriters though, so he just trying to get a hit record. He don't really trip on what the song is talking about, I don't feel like.
Right.
Well,
right.
I tell you what, obviously it's working for him.
whether
we understand him or not, but like you said, he just, you know, it's about a hit record and all of that kind of stuff. But you know, I come from the old school, man, and I can relate to the new school. Like, you know, everything that I do on my record, I write and I produce, do all the music and lyrics and everything, me and a buddy of mine. But you know, hey, it's like well, you all know music is like drastically changed. It's changed so much. But
let me bring on the phone. I can't not announce who's on the line with us. Alita Turner is on the line with us.
Uh-oh, not Alita. What?
You know what? I'm looking for a man like y'all talking about. I'm from the old school. I would like somebody to come from me.
Which one?
Huh?
Oh, okay, that one. I thought you wanted the other one.
Yeah, let me down bathwater. I'll take all the
dance
and I can't
get
it. Oh, shit.
I
ain't trying to be
the
boss
of
nothing.
It's all good. Don't get to that step into Christmas. I'm going to just go ahead and drop another slow one, man, because we're going to appreciate this real R&B for a little bit before we get into the step in that Christmas. So before we go, ladies, everybody out there, if you want to talk to Ricky Rush, 714-694-4150. I definitely want to see you when you come to concert, man. So Alita says she already got our laminates ready. So when you come out here.
You're good. Don't worry about nothing.
Man, okay. We'll be right back. It's Do It Again right here. Ricky Rush, Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
And that's the jam right there.
Yeah.
Right. Man, I remember the rapping bum that sold me socks out there. He was dope.
he was like a poetic bum, and he's walking around selling socks. It was off the hook.
Walk through O'Hare Airport. You see a whole lot of that.
Right. Omizi, you been to Jewtown?
To where?
Huh? To Jewtown in Chicago, Omizi.
Oh, no, I never even heard of that. And then if I did, I probably wouldn't call it that, you know, just out of just respect to people, even though that's probably what it's called. But if it was called Niggertown, I wouldn't say, have you ever been to Niggertown or Spicktown? I'd keep it all.
Fuck the Jews. I know Jews.
You smell me? A lot of good, you know, record label friends of mine are Jewish people, and they wouldn't want that. But mm-hmm. I have never been there. I do like a good police dog sometimes.
Jewtown was what we call out here like swap meets. It's a whole street where it was just
Korean, like, the Korean town.
Yeah, like a Korean town, right?
It was like an outdoor swap meet. Sure.
Yeah,
was.
Like an outdoor swap meet. So, but there was people. I had somebody just right there did an airbrush of Phi Beta Sigma on my shirt. You know, it was cool. It was dope. I liked it out there. How old are you, Ricky Rush, if you don't mind me asking? You like in my age range, in the 40s, 30s, 20s? I know you are. I ain't going to ask.
I'm 41.
No, 41. She was exactly my age then. So, you know, that's why you got that soul in you, because you grew up with the same soul that we got, you know, and Chicago has so much soul in it. I love Chicago.
Hey, man, and I'm so thankful to God, because I figure like this, the average five-year-old right now, the music that he'd have to tell about 30 years from now,
man.
I mean, I'm not knocking, but I'm glad I come from where I come from.
Right.
What's the feeling on R. Kelly? Has he been forgiven, you feel like?
Well, yeah, you know, it's the same story with any artist out here. You know, people love you, then they shit on you. And then, you know, they back to loving you again once all is forgotten. So, you know, it's basically, you know, let's love your music until you have a problem. And then when the problem is over and you come with some new music, we love you again. You notice that up and down.
No, I swear, when R. Kelly came out here a few months ago, that show was off the hook. He had it back, you know.
Yeah, that's a gifted brother. I mean, grew up with him, I mean, before he was even on the Natalie Cole Big Break show, we used to hang, and, you know, that's a long story to tell, but, man, God did him good, and that's a wonderful thing.
I admit it,
I hated it first. I hated it a little bit at first, but, you know, hey, you got to give it where it's due, so.
Right.
I just can't get the peeing on the girl out of my mind. Every time I hear a song, it just pops in my mind because I watched it. So it's like, I wish I could erase it out of my brain.
Man, that's so crazy. But according to what I'm understanding,
there's
a lot of crazy shit going on out here. I mean, I don't choose to participate, but.
Stay away from the engine. You're gonna see it all. Hey, I want to shout out Deepest 2 Radio real quick. That was old girl who called in earlier, the Diva. Diva's 2 Radio. She's on every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hey, she needs to have us on her show. We need to do her show.
Yeah, we can definitely do a show. Alita, you should really hook up with this girl. She's in Sacramento. I met her walking around. I was working that Sacramento State thing I was at last week. And
really?
Yeah, she's in Sacramento, and, you know, you guys need to hook up. So.
Well, send me her information.
Yeah, I'll send you her email and all that stuff, because Alita's actually the one who's been doing a lot of booking. She got Ricky Rush on the show for me.
I just got Bun B booked too.
And we just got Bun
B
booked. Yeah, so I know Omizi loves that one. Omizi be like, I couldn't get Bun B. Oh, that's my boy.
Hey, I just want to know how I got Omizi an interview on there, and now he's co-hosting.
Oh, that's big you did that, because I applied myself. Smoke
But, you know, when I first, it's kind of crazy, because when me and Ricky was talking, when I saw them on Way Black When, I was like, dang, white background singers are bad. I was like, you know, because the camera kept showing them. It's like they were showing them more than genuine. And then I happened to, you know, my research and stuff, and I found Ricky. Then he called me 10 months later.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm horrible at Facebook. I'll let you all know that right now. I totally am. I'm horrible at Facebook.
I'm the same way.
You know, they're talented. You seen the King Genuine? Yeah, those videos that they did, that should really show the
Team Genuine, huh?
Yeah, the one down the road and you know the background footage and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I think I just played a little piece of that earlier. But it's all good. So hold on, I think we have somebody here, unknown caller. Who is this?
It's Gail.
Keep it already. Gail, say hi to Ricky Rush.
The strange one.
Say hi to Ricky Rush.
Hi, Ricky Rush.
How are you? How you doing?
Well, I don't know if you're up to speed on me, but I've been thinking people have been watching me. And, you know, I was not going to talk about this because I'm afraid people will think I'm strange and paranoid. But for the last couple of days, I've been noticing actually it's not really people, it's aliens, you know. They're trying to abduct me. Aliens are trying to kidnap me. And I told one guy this, and he said, what, the Mexicans are after you? No, not that was kind of aliens, the space aliens.
Uh-oh.
So you all going to come to the show tomorrow night that I get to be in? Because this group called the Rejects of Comedy, they're putting on a show in San Francisco on Valencia Street, 446 Valencia Street, 8 o'clock, $10 ticket, and they're going to let me participate.
Oh,
remember,
geez.
It's the Rejects of Comedy. You know, I always think comics are pretty screwed up, as you can tell by my alien thing. But these are the Rejects. So I think this is going to be the top of the line, the cream of the comedy world, because they're going to be Rejects. So, you know, I don't know if you guys hang out with comics and everything, but we're a pretty screwed up lot, is my understanding. You know, and I do my job so good, people have now come to me and they tell me I'm dangerous. They think I'm going to do something violent to them. And I keep telling them that's my act, that's my crazy act. And they actually think that I'm going to do some physical harm to them. On one side, it's not so good. On the other side, hell, where's my Academy Award?
All right, Gail. Somebody's watching you, so we're
going to
those aliens are after me.
All right, they're after you. All right, Gail, well, hold on. We'll be
thank
right
you for the time.
Hector, leave you alone.
Hold on.
We'll Hector, my daughter, leave you alone.
So Ricky Rush, let me ask you, what was your? Are you a bad stepper? Let me ask you that first. Come on, man.
I'm good. You know, that's Chicago. That's what we do. You know, I try and be pretty smooth.
Right. I went to the.
Hey, but tell me something. Was I just being pumped up?
What's that?
Was I just being pumped just a second ago?
Oh, girl. Now she calls in every week. That's our resident comedian.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny. That was funny. Nah, but back to what you're saying. I'm pretty, you know, hey, man, we got a way that we do it here. You know, it's like I notice everywhere I go, like even, you know, when we go out of the country with Genuine, it's funny because Stepping is reaching the world now. And that's we're all the way in London, and we played a Stepping song, and them England girls got up there and had some moves. I was like, wow. So I gotta pick up on my game. So I gotta get a little. I gotta tighten it up a little bit. But yeah, I'm pretty smooth, man.
Man, you know, I went to a club out there, the ABC Club. I don't know where it was. It was just I went in there, old school Stepping dudes, and I had a blast. You know, I was like, wow, this is cool. I love Chicago. You know, so.
Oh man, you were wigging out because it's like so many different clubs that, you know, have so many Stepping shows on weeknights and weekends, and they do it 24 hours around the clock here, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, so hold on. We got 60 seconds, so I'm telling everybody in the chat room they could call in if they want to continue to listen because we're about to go into overtime. So and now when Alita sent me that song, she was like, I know you're going to love this song. All right. Alita, what was my reaction when I called you back on this one? Alita's not there. Alita, are you there? Oh, well. Forget her. Alita? All right. Probably put me on hold. Anyway, I love this song. Let me tell you. Stepping, me and my wife, I'm stepping classes out here, and we're learning the actual 5, 6, 7, 8, the step, and we got this little certain thing that we did, and then we stepped at our wedding, you know, and that was our wedding song was Step in the Name of Love, and we stepped to that. So it was cool, you know. Stepping is huge. One of my best friends is in Chicago. And when I heard this
that's
song,
great, man. That's wonderful to know.
Man, and when I heard this song, I was like, that's the shit, man. I love that. Because that's me. I just went off and played it.
She told me, she told me, she said, wait till I send this to my guy. And I think a little bit after she sent, maybe the next day, she texted me back. She said he loved it. And I was really, really amazed because I was like, you know, I get out and I go around the country, but, you know, as far as the stepping thing, I didn't know how serious, like, other states took it. But,
right.
You know, like, now I know it. I mean, that's a great thing to know.
You know,
that's a great thing to know.
And me, I'm a Latin dude, you know, so I could say I'm kind of, I'm into all kinds of shit. You know, I'm probably one of the most hip-hop, down-earth, ethnic Latin dudes you probably know. I don't even speak Spanish, but...
Because you were robbed, hey, brother. You were robbed. You were stripped of your language, brother.
That's a whole other story. I'm the third generation.
There's no reason for you not to be speaking your dialect, brother.
That's crazy.
You know, and when I go to Chicago, I get that. I really come home with that Chicago draw. I say, oh boy, all the time. Oh, that's my man in there, my man, my people. You know, it was funny when we went to Chicago. I went there for my fraternity ship, Phi Beta Sigma, right? So we went there, and of course, we from California. We don't care. We wear our hat to the side, whatever. My partner was like, shit, don't do that shit. You need to put that straight up and down, or else, you know, one side is peoples, one side is folks, and it was crazy, you know. And
just like I came out there for my first time with some red on. Yeah, I had the same experience.
Right.
My
right.
man was like, don't walk around that corner right there. You're going to get your ass whooped. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's all the colors I brought.
And you know what's funny? It is my real funny story was me and my boy, we was like, he's like, are you hungry? I was like, yeah, I want to eat something. And I seen this pizza place, and I was like, oh, man, I want a pepperoni pizza with just hella cheese on it. And he looked at me, and he said, what is hella cheese? is that like a Swiss or something? I was like, nah.
Wow.
A lot of cheese. Damn. Hella cheese. Like a lot. And ever since then, every time me and him talk, every time I say hella to him, he just breaks down laughing. That's my man.
Yeah, I got my mans out there. He said the same thing, too. That's crazy. I mean, but hey, we all got our own little thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then everybody out there is shorties until you... You like out here, we think a shorty is a girl, but out there, a shorty is just like when you're young. When you're young, you're a shorty, right?
Right. Then, you know, you forgot. That's on my mama.
Yeah, yeah. When you're young, you're a shorty. When you're not, yeah, that's on my mama. When you're not a shorty, when you're like a teenager, is that when you're not a shorty no more?
Man, they calling guys shorty now. They calling girls shorty. It's like a unisex kind of thing now. It's like, get up and give me my dough, shawty. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
It's crazy. It's like whomever now. So,
right.
But,
right.
You know,
right.
They changed the saying.
We can talk about the Chicago shit. I could go on all day and day.
Yeah,
all
for
day
real, for real.
I love talking about Chicago. So let's get into the stepping song. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is early, right here. Early Christmas starting right now on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out.
Been good, boys and girls? Cause if so, you can step with the Chi-Town Cranks on this Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Jack Frost, I see you in the corner. And you're stepping with one of Santa's favorite elves. See, there's a lot
Radio, we stepping at Christmas, we stepping into Thanksgiving. Man, that's hot. I like that song.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Man, is it when's it gonna be available on iTunes?
It should be available after Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's an exclusive hit right there. You're only gonna hear it right here. Nobody's playing that right now. But I'm gonna try to pass that around. Is that okay if I pass that around and get that played?
Hey man, hey. Y'all can do whatever y'all want because you support me, and I appreciate Soul Kitchen straight up.
Man, thank you.
Word up.
So it's all good. Just stay with me and keep it banging, and I appreciate it. I truly do.
Definitely, man. And when you come out to the Bay, you got a time frame of when you're going to go on tour?
We should be back out that way. We're actually coming back out that way Friday, going to L.A., but we're not coming back to the San Francisco area, I think, until, like, December. Sometime in December. So as soon as I do, you better believe you got VIP passes. Y'all good. Don't even worry about it.
Man, it's great. So you're on tour with Genuine still right now?
Yeah, I'm still doing. That's my homie.
Is he letting you step up and play some of your music? Or is it all about?
He lets me. Basically, he let me do anything I want to do. But I try and separate those two things. You know what I'm saying? You know, to keep it, you know. Keep it professional, you know, because I'm out there to support him, and you know, hopefully one day he'll support me the same way. So,
cool. So what kind of schedule do you got as far as like say I wanted to put something together and I wanted you to fly out here and do a show?
Hey man, just call me and we can set it up. The scheduling is pretty open right now because we're going into the holidays, you know, and now is like really the best time now. You know, but it's like all the beginning of this year was like real hectic because we were performing in and out. We had a lot of spot dates and not really tour dates. So now it's a little more open than what it was. So, you know, you have my information and we're going to be homies now, man. So
definitely. I'm calling you right now, man. I'm calling you. So that call you're getting is me. Oh, Meezy, it was another great show. Another great show.
All-Star Records. It's big.
Man. It's all gravy. I hear your phone ringing. That's me. That's me on the other line, Ricky. So lock me in, Rick Camacho. All right, cool. All right, so that's it. It's a wrap. Man, Ricky Rush.
Already.
Fine. You still there? Oh, he flipped over. He flipped over and picked up the phone. All right, it's all good. We out. Omizi. Next week, we got Ricky Mena, and I'm not sure when we got Bun B. She has to get back to me, and we'll do the Bun B thing. And other than that, if you want to get on Soul Kitchen Radio, hit us up, soulkitchenradio1@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Big Ol' Meezy, at Soul Kit Radio. Don't forget to download us on iTunes. If you're listening to this right now, that means you did. Thank you for your support. We out.
All right.
Soul Kitchen Radio.